are going live.
SOS, baby.
If you ever looking just to get by, everything else is what I've crying. Why turn it truth into a big lie? Babylon cannot deny.
Free from Babylon, Babylon. Come make me shut it down, shut it down. Free from Babylon, Babylon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a rebel in this music, a rebel in the streets. I'm a rebel on the yard, I'm a rebel in the sheets.
Nothing compared to the place I go. Love it when the vibes it flow. Oh, and my heart begins to slow. Oh, 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 ah, ah. And it opens up my soul. So, if you ever looking just to get by, everything else is what I've crying. Why turn the truth into a big lie? Babylon cannot deny.
Free from Babylon, Babylon. Come make me shut it down, shut it down.
Why deny such a dear gift when it takes you to abroad? Stay away from all the frost. Sweetest words and then the fall. Nothing else has on the ground. Oh, it's the only thing I know. Judge our love, so let it grow.
Yay, hey.
If you wave a looking just to get by. Everything else is what I've cried. Why turn the truth into a big lie? Babylon cannot deny.
Free from Babylon, Babylon. Come make me shut it down, shut it down.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls all over the world here in this great, great, great world that we call the Earth. Well, tonight I am actually broadcasting live from Alligator Pond in Manchester, Jamaica. And this is the Jamaica South Coast Show. My name is Maurice Harrison, and for those of you who have been following the show, we've been doing this for a good 6 weeks now, and the responses have been so great that I have dedicated myself to being here. Look, where I am right now, I'd rather be out there by the bar, by Marcus Roots, drinking some Red Stripe, so I had to bring the Red Stripe home. And so we could go live. Now, you are on Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. If you're on Facebook, it is crsradio.com. Go to that site. If you're not a member, join the group, and you can watch me on Facebook Live, but you can also click the link that I have put here in this, on this screen, and listen to the show directly, which would probably be the best bet, because if you do that, then you're actually letting the producers and the radio stations know that we have the followers. Now, there's a couple of ways to listen to this show tonight and watch the show. And to watch the show, it's here on Facebook. To listen to the show without being on Facebook Live, then just go to the link that you see that I've posted here on Facebook Live. Or if you go to crsradio.com right now, you will see that that link is active along with this Facebook Live program. So what you can participate a couple of ways. Now, as I go along with the show tonight, we are going to cover some topics that a lot of you out there, people from Alligator Pond, Facebook Jamaica, my personal timeline, and of course, crsradio.com may either agree or not agree with me, but they're worth talking about. So if you want to talk to me a little bit about their opinions and Mark folks, I'm telling you that basically speaking, what I'm saying to you tonight are opinions backed up by what I've actually heard and seen here in Jamaica. Okay? And I can't tell you not to follow social media, because this is social media. But what I can tell you is this, is that there's a lot of misinformation and opinions on social media that are biased, partisan, and maybe not exactly the truth of the matter. So what I plan to do tonight is I plan to blend this show with the eco-community tourism on the south coast of Jamaica, but also with COVID-19, because COVID-19 is a major impact right now on what's happening in the eco-community tourism section of the country. So, in saying that, if you want to call into the show tonight and speak to me a little bit more about your opinions based on what I said or what I'm about to say. And, you know, I'm very opinionated, as you might all know by now. But whether you agree with me or not, it would be nice to hear from you tonight. So, folks, get out a piece of paper and pen, or just look at the thread here on Facebook Live, or on Facebook, go to crsradio.com. Okay, and click on that link. Or if you want to participate in what's going on here tonight, call in and listen to the show. And then you can also ask questions, make comments, give me your opinion. No opinion will be degraded. I accept all opinions on this show. Even if I don't agree with you, I will accept your opinion, because basically speaking, a lot of what I'm going to do here tonight is going to be opinions, okay? Or my own opinion. I base my opinion based on what I'm seeing here, though, in Jamaica, on the ground in Jamaica, and what I believe in my heart is best for Jamaica, the people of Jamaica, and especially this, the south coast of Jamaica, where I retired to. So you got your pen and papers? All right, write this number down. Okay, I'm going to repeat it a few times throughout the show, but I wish you'd write it down right now. 661, and it's in the United States of America, it's not going to cost you any money. Unfortunately, in Jamaica, if you're calling in from Jamaica, it's going to cost you your credit. Okay, so we're going to work on trying to get Jamaicans to call in on the show here in Jamaica in the next few weeks. But right now, the number is 1-6- 6-1-4-6-7-2-2-2-2. 2407. Here's the thing. If you just want to listen to the show by calling in on that number, then you don't have to do anything else. If you want to ask me a question, make a comment, or, you know, just have something to say, then you need to press 1 on your phone. If you don't press 1 on your phone, I won't know that you want to talk to me. If you press 1 on your phone, I know that you want to talk to me and you have a question. Now, for those of you in Jamaica that's listening to the show right now, I'm broadcasting live from Alligator Pond, Manchester. Actually, the river that separates the border, on the side of the river that I am right now talking to you, is actually St. Elizabeth, because I'm getting ready to open up a bar and grill, and I have to get the liquor license, and I have to apply for it in Black River. But less than 100 yards away from here, if I walk across the river, I'm in Manchester. So St. Elizabeth, Manchester, it doesn't matter, folks. This is Jamaica, yard, and nowhere no better than yard. So if you want, I'm going to go into the topics of the show tonight, which our show here is a Jamaica South Coast show. More eco-community tourism geared show to talk about eco-community. Now, for those of you who have been following this show, you know that for the last few weeks, we've just been covering COVID-19 and the effects it has on eco-community tourism. And folks, we can't help but doing that because COVID-19 has really and truly affected all areas of our lives. Now, things seem to be tending towards a normalization, and I listened extensively to what the Prime Minister, Minister of Education, Minister of National of Health, Minister of National Security, and a lot of people had to say tonight in the news conference, and I am very pleased at the way the Prime Minister is going. Mr. Prime Minister, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, to be more specific about beaches, public beaches in Jamaica, and we're going to be covering that topic tonight. Because to me, as we open up Jamaica, I see no reason that the places that we're opening up right now are opening up, but we're still keeping our public beaches closed. And I'm asking everyone listening out there tonight to go to the Office of the Prime Minister's website, and if you agree with me, to plead with the Prime Minister on behalf of us here in Jamaica to reopen the beaches, the public beaches of Jamaica, with restrictions. And as we go along in this show tonight, I'll explain to you why the beaches should never even be closed. If Western Union was not closed, and what is happening and has been happening at Western Union, and all of these commercial businesses in Jamaica, then there's absolutely no reason, folks. And I live on the beach, and I see it every day, and I go to different beaches visiting friends, and I see it there as well. And I can tell you that if we, as a country and as a nation, are able to open up the areas in which we are opening up right now, there's no reason, absolutely no reason on earth why our beaches can't be open. We're going to cover that tonight on this show. You don't agree with me? Call me. 661-467-2407. Press 1 on your phone. I'll know you have a question or a comment, or you either agree or disagree. But if I don't hear from you, then that means that either you don't care, or you agree, or you disagree, but not with a good reason. So I am making a challenge out to everybody out there tonight on my Facebook page, on crsradio.com, people from Alligator Pond. They're telling them, if we don't care, call into the show tonight and talk to me or make a comment, by going to crsradio.com. Okay? Make the comment there. Go in there. Myrna Crawford, thank you for joining me tonight, and thank you for thanking me for putting on this. But what I'm saying to you is, I am asking you all to participate. It's not take nothing to make a phone call, especially if you're in the United States of America. 661-467-2407. If you don't write it down, just look at the comments on this live feed right now. It tell you what the link is. It tell you the phone numbers. So those of you who don't agree, because I've been having a lot of discussions with people about this all week. But the Prime Minister of Jamaica actually made some announcements tonight, which I'm going to cover. The amount of cases COVID-19 right now in Jamaica. Yeah, I looked them over today. Okay? And I'm not going to present the figures, because the figures to me right now, watching this thing from we've been tracking it and everything that's been going on in Jamaica, the amount of positives in Jamaica right now are still at a minimum, and Jamaica is doing an extremely good job based on the statistics that's coming in. Now, you know, within the last week in Jamaica, we've been getting about 5 or 6 new positives every day. And there's a but right here. Almost 90% of the positives are coming from repatriated Jamaicans coming back that we're now accepting back into Jamaica. That's over 9,000 applicants. Folks, is that a bad thing? No. Our Jamaicans abroad who are stranded have every single right to come back to our country. We are Jamaicans, and we need to protect our Jamaicans that want to come home. Because these Jamaicans that worked abroad all these years, okay, and they're out there and they got caught into this situation, they need to be able to understand that our country, Jamaica, okay, is going to accept them back here. Because why? We are Jamaicans. This is our yard, and no, we're no better than yard. So, back to the argument now about so many cases coming in from the Jamaicans being repatriated back to Jamaica. Understand this, folks. Everybody that's coming back into Jamaica right now, or Jamaicans from the cruise ships or whatever country they're coming from, are being tested 100%. So if you are being tested 100%, chances are, if you are tested positive for the virus of COVID-19, that we are going to get a percentage of that 100% testing that's going to test positive. True or false? If you don't agree with me, call me, 661-467-2407, and we can discuss. Now, when you think about all of this, right, and you think about the fact that we have this percentage of the new positives in Jamaica, they're testing positive. Let's now come back to Alligator Pond, Manchester. We are right now, folks, that's where I'm talking to you from. I'm in a room right by the river in Alligator Pond. I go to Alligator Pond town every single day. I'm on this river every single day. I'm in the sea every single day. I see everything that's going on in my community, and I venture out of my community into Mandeville, into Junction, into Great Bay Treasure Beach, Black River, and I see what's going on. So, we have restrictions in Jamaica that say we have social distancing of 6 feet, right? We have restrictions that say no gathering of more than 10 people in a certain area, right? We have all of these restrictions here in Jamaica. And if I go to Junction tomorrow, well, tomorrow is Monday. Yeah, if I go to Georgetown tomorrow, I can guarantee you that the Western Union line in Jamaica, anywhere in Jamaica, and if you don't believe me and you live here in Jamaica, go to our Western Union office in the morning. And you will absolutely see that there's no social distance. People are crawling and hugging up on each other to get to collect the money either from the care packages or from people from remittance or services. You come down here to Alligator Pond River and people are still coming to the beaches. Okay? Go to Alligator Pond, go buy fish, and the boats are still crowded. Most people not wearing masks. Well, guess what? How many COVID-19 cases we have in Alligator Pond? How many COVID-19 cases we have in Junction? Mandeville, we have some. But there, none of them has been contact traced to either Western Union, the market, supermarket, or the beaches here in Alligator Pond. So if we have zero cases in these areas that I just mentioned, how are you going to tell me that the social distancing and the 10 people and the gathering actually, and folks, I agree with social distancing. I agree with wearing your mask. I agree 100% in the no gathering. But the fact that it has not been observed from our prime minister here in Jamaica, who, by the way, I'm the opposition member, but I actually have been supporting him and still support him, especially after what I heard him say tonight. I will still say to you, Mr. Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, please open up our beaches. Our beaches are a lot safer for the type of things that you're trying to protect us from right now as compared to the areas in which you are now opening. And let me put it in a perspective for you. One, churches are open, bars are open. Three, as of tomorrow, businesses are open, including call centers. But I have not heard you say yet, Mr. Prime Minister, that you're going to open up public beaches. And I can tell you, sir, from my personal observation, going across this country, as a citizen of this country and a voter in this country, all this time that you've had your restrictions, the beaches got more people than now, because since you've opened up the areas that you've opened up, there's less people on the beach and the beaches in Jamaica. And anybody out there right now that do not agree with what I'm just saying, call in from Jamaica, where you are, and tell me right now, say the beaches still don't have people here every Saturday, Sunday. Mr. Prime Minister, you opened up the churches. Well, I can tell you, sir, these eyes saw this morning at least three different churches that came to the beaches that were closed to perform baptisms, and nobody had any masks on. So you have legally opened up an area, okay? While doing that, you've actually created a situation where we have the very areas that you've opened up are violating our beaches. Now, am I to say that two wrongs make a right? No, I don't agree with that either. But what I'm trying to say to the people here that are listening to me tonight, once again, you're listening to CRS Radio on Facebook, go to crsradio.com, you know, become a member, and chime in if you want to. If you don't chime in, you're letting me rant and rave, is making me believe that everybody agrees with me. If you don't agree with me, call in 661-467-2407. If you want to talk to me, press 1 on the phone. And we will talk, and I will not be disrespectful. I will not put your argument down. I will definitely accept your opinion. And we'll just talk a little bit about your opinion and my opinion. But what I am observing, folks, here in Jamaica, I'm physically here in Jamaica, and I hear the statistics every day. And the statistics are great. And Jamaica is doing an excellent job. But don't for one moment think that I believe that the statistics are 100% accurate. I had a couple of high school friends of mine a couple of weeks ago who challenged me on the Jamaican statistics, as they're not necessarily 100% correct. And while I would agree with them, I still say that Jamaica is doing a really good job handling COVID-19. Why is that? I have no idea tonight because I listened, but the figures of the amount of positives does not really say anything to me anymore. Those of you who listen to my show for the last 6 weeks will hear a different tone in my voice tonight because of what I see and have experienced. 500 and something, nearly 600 cases, as the Prime Minister and Minister of Health announced tonight. But to me, those figures doesn't mean much anymore. Why is that? Here in Allegheny upon Manchester and the Elizabeth border, Mandeville Junction, most people are not actually conforming with the orders and our restrictions. Yet, the very statistics that they present to us here in Jamaica are finding that we have zero cases confirmed in our area. Now, if you're telling me that social distancing, no gatherings, and keeping our beaches closed in Jamaica is the way to combat COVID-19. How then are you going to tell me that in an area that you still keep shut down while you're opening up areas in which we have confirmed cases, St. Catherine, call centers, workplace environment, they're opening up? 90% of the cases in Jamaica right now has been confirmed to come from those places. There has been zero cases confirmed from beachgoers. Zero. Folks, I'm not saying that there has not been any cases on the beaches. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, however, is that because the statistics show zero, and we're opening up areas that statistics show more than 60% are of the confirmed cases in Jamaica right now are directly related to one workplace. So if that is the case, and you can open up the workplace, and you can open up the churches, who, by the way, are violating because them same one come down here by the river, come to them baptism today. I see it with my own eyes. So you are opening up those areas, but you're still telling the average Jamaican that you can't go to the beach that has been naturally provided for you by God, Supreme Being, or whoever you believe in. How are you going to rationally, Mr. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, tell me that it's okay to send me back to work to send me back to church and to send me to a bar in Jamaica to drink my Red Stripe. But you can't open up my beaches. Why? How many bars are in Jamaica? Thousands. How many public beaches in Jamaica that needs to be monitored? 100, maybe a little bit more than 100. Which is it easier for the police to monitor? The bars or the beaches? If you're a police officer in Alligator Pond, and you have one beach in Alligator Pond, one, but you have hundreds of bars between Alligator Pond, New Forest, Prospect, Buttup, Comapen, where you see here, Gazelan, that you, Mr. Police Officer, have to monitor. But if you have to monitor a beach, it's only one beach you have to go to, and that is Alligator Pond Beach. Which is easier for you to monitor and make sure so they're in conformance? Which is the most likely place for you to get positive test of COVID-19? I'm not going to answer the question. You answer it for me. I'm just putting the questions out here, folks. Okay? Why? Because I don't see the sense in keeping our beaches closed. And we're spending a lot of time here on this show tonight, which we were half an hour into the show already, talking about that topic. And yes, it is a topic that's close to yours truly's heart. But the reason it is what I'm seeing based on the comments made on the press conference tonight from the Prime Minister is we are more geared right now towards opening up for only that which is economically viable for the country. You want to send me back to work, you know, as a Prime Minister? You want to put me in an environment where I possibly could get COVID-19? But you're telling me at the same time that come Saturday and Sunday, if I want to enjoy the beach, I can't go there? But you're going to put me in an enclosed environment from Monday to Friday, sometimes Saturday and Sunday, to work in an environment where, like Alorica, how many cases we came out of Alorica? More than half of our cases in Jamaica right now confirmed came out of there. So, why am I taking position today than I did 3, 4, 5 weeks ago? It's because, folks, I'm not a partisan person. I think more about what overall is better for the country and the people of the country and how we fight and coexist with COVID-19. And by you shutting down, Mr. Prime Minister, okay? And folks, I'm going to wrap this and maybe take a call because I have a call coming in from Jamaica right now, and I promise, because the Jamaica calls are toll calls, I have to take it, so I would break my train of thought right now, but I'd like to come back to it. But I am going to take a call that's coming in from Jamaica right now, and it's 876-586, and I thank you for calling in on our show tonight, and appreciate it. How are you tonight, caller?
Good night, sir. How are you?
I am doing just
good night.
Great. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I just rushed in to listen to your program, and I just caught the part about you debating the rightness in it, in them opening confined areas, I would say confined, enclosed buildings, to allow persons to go to work while the beaches are wide open with the natural elements in the sea to get rid of COVID and to help with to flush your system and to help with the breathing. And they're not doing that, yet they're opening the enclosed area. I am shitting my pants, excuse my French, for all of those people who have to go in and close offices. Because I know that while they're opening tomorrow, they have other places that still have persons out of office that have underlying diseases, you know? So I can't see the rationale in it. And furthermore, as you rightly said, in Kingston and St. Catherine, they have most cases, all of them, the majority of the cases coming from those areas. And you don't know who you're walking beside. You don't know what's happening, yet they're opening up the place. So did you do your petition?
Actually, to be honest with you, caller, I mean, is this Connie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it's me.
The thing is, the petitions, I more would like to, instead of a petition, because petitions, I find, do not actually accomplish much. But what I do find is that if you would go to the opm.org, which is the Office of the Prime Minister's website, go to the contact and flood the Prime Minister's office with requests.
Yeah.
That they will eventually listen to me. But you know what? If you'd like to you send me a link on my page or on crsradio.com, and I will start a petition going. Okay? But I'm a little bit encouraged tonight with what the Prime Minister is doing. I am.
You're encouraged?
A little bit, because he actually announced, and I was going to get to that next, I guess we're going to be allowing incoming flights as of June 15th.
Okay.
Relaxing. And, I just hope that will allow us. And the fact is, he has been placing a lot of responsibility on us for proving that it's okay to open up. And I kind of like that. You know, I'm of the opposition party. You hear? I can tell you that.
I know that. I know that. But in the meanwhile, what you ought to be doing in the down that end, neck of the wood, is you and your Rastafari friend that owns the bar, you guys need to link up with the other innkeepers along the beach. Even looking out for your own interests at this point in time, you know. You guys call a little meeting and discuss, you know, the way forward and encourage, like, because bars are open, you encourage your patrons to come in and observe the rules and regulations right now.
Marcus Roots. Marcus Roots is doing an excellent job with that. His area is very wide open. He makes sure there's no more than four people in the bar, including himself. Large, and the thing is, legally he can operate his business because it's a bar.
Okay? Right. So
speaking, and it's proving to be successful. Marcus and I were crab hunting a couple of nights ago, and some friends of mine came down from Mandeville today, and we cook up them crabs and we eat them. and that's legal.
Yes.
We're allowed to do that, so, because we're not going in the water. So we're okay. We're at the bar.
So you have other friends?
Happens to be on the beach.
You have other friends that have business places along the sea?
Oh, yeah. Most of the guys that have their businesses where they sell the fish and the dumplings, they say the only problem is it's not the vendor themselves, you know. The problem are the people that comes in and want to congregate.
Yeah. You're going to have an own kind of law and order down there, you know. Because that's what
people
think. Exactly. If those people in Hanover can stop cars and size and do temperature checks for people driving and going into them village, you guys must can do that, man, because survival is the name of the game, you know. Organize a midweek meeting, man, and, you know, Marcus go to the rest of them and say, guys, let's talk. Here's what we're going to do. When the patrons come,
one of the things you have to understand about Rastafarians and the true Rastafarians in Jamaica, and if you notice, I opened my tonight with this song, Babylon by Jane McGizmo. Rastafarians are a little bit hesitant about interfering with Babylon system.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because Babylon system, as you know, in the past, as on a certain leaders of this country, has actually been abusive to Rastafari.
Of course, to Rastafari, yes. That's another topic.
So, exactly. So that's another topic for another day. So basically speaking, my friend Marcus, his philosophy is this. Look, we are in a Babylon system. We have to work with the Babylon system, but we still have to make a living.
That's right.
And you see, people like Marcus is not going to put anybody in danger, because people like Marcus don't care much about money as much as they care about people just enjoying the resources that God offers us.
Yes, yeah, understand perfectly and agree with him.
Exactly. So, you know, there's a balance there, and we have to cross that balance sometimes. But with the way the system is, but at the same token, we have to make our voices heard, you know?
As long as from everybody's voice. Mm-hmm.
You know,
all right. I'll keep listening to the rest of the show.
Once again, your questions or, you know, like the best, your comments or something that I really appreciate, but it really lends to exactly trend of thought. I wish I could get some more people out there with a contrasting view to call in and say, hey, I don't agree with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Turner is saying to me right now, entice tourism. That is money lost because beaches bring money. Myrna, to be honest, you know, public beaches don't really bring a lot of money, and that's why they're not open.
That's it?
That's exactly the point. Public beaches don't bring that much money.
It's run by government, and
public beaches often where that regular Jamaicans can go to.
Yeah.
And we don't have to spend the money when we're on the beach. I can be out on that beach by Marcus's bar all day and don't even spend $1,000 Jamaican dollars in an ambush.
That's true.
It's the
food and the liquor that really sells.
Myrna Crawford right now that is saying, well, she says I'm an independent party. Actually, Myrna, no, I'm not an independent party. I'm more of a Jamaican party. I don't believe in partisan things, okay? But funny, you see, you and I kind of have the same beliefs. We've had our differences in the past, but to me, if we're opening up for repatriated Jamaicans to come back to Jamaica, and you're testing a higher percentage positive than us here in Jamaica.
Yeah.
No, understanding, you know, that the reason they're testing 100% as much positive as they are is because they're being 100% tested.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my point. If they were coming to Alligator Pond, Manchester right now and test all of us here in Alligator Pond, because 80% of the people who come here into Alligator Pond are not from Alligator Pond, from areas that have been tested positive. I guarantee you, most of us are going to get tested with antibodies.
Yeah.
Why? Because we got the virus. We never have no symptoms from the virus, and we're covered from the virus.
I believe so.
So that's what and my opinion, you know, is not to say, Mr. Prime Minister, open up everything. My appeal to the Prime Minister is, if you can open up, as you're opening up right now, there's no reason you cannot open the beach. Most of the
crowds on the store,
anyway, my dear, I thank you. And once again, you've contributed a lot to the discussion here tonight, and your comments I don't know if this is fortunately or unfortunately, but you're along the same lines of thinking that I have here tonight.
Okay.
My dear.
All right. Have a good one.
A break here. I'm going to bring to you guys a really good, and this is Jamaica South Coast show. So therefore, I'm definitely going to promote on this show anything that has to do with the Jamaica South Coast. And the young lady that I started on this show tonight, Jane McGizmo, is from Mandeville, Jamaica, which of course is on the south side of Jamaica. And she spoke about Babylon. But she is a young and upcoming artist that, to me, this is what eco-community tourism is about. Because community tourism is not just about people coming, staying in hotels, enjoying our beaches, enjoying our culture, but music. So this young lady, I knew from she was a baby growing up, and she is part of a cultural experience for our country, and you know, even stepped out of the paradigm. And that's what tourism is all about, folks. It's about introducing everybody to the culture of Jamaica and what Jamaica is all about. Not just the beach and the almond trees and the sand and COVID-19 and how it's affecting, because it is affecting us. But, you know, it's times that sometimes we need a break from all of this, and hear this people with musical talent come in, give us this little break, because even when curfew come at 9 o'clock tonight, which is past curfew, well, it's not past curfew here in Jamaica yet, but in 15 minutes, it's going to be curfew. It's people like this that keep me going through the night, because I can just put on some music and listen to it. So I'm going to take a little musical break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about eco-community tourism, COVID-19, and how the south coast of Jamaica is being affected by it. So in the meantime...
I'm gonna wear, wanna 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 wear, wanna
And we're back with you live. And that was Jane McGizmo. I know her real name, but she'll get mad at me if I was to tell you her real name. But one away. And we're kind of trying to make this show a little bit light tonight, because for the last few weeks, we have stayed seriously on the COVID-19 situation. And the emphasis on the show tonight is to try to bring some understanding about COVID-19 as it's affecting Jamaica right now. From me being here on the ground, folks, everything that I'm telling you tonight is opinion based on information that I've gotten in. So let's talk a little bit about what was announced in a news conference tonight. Here by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Minister of Health and Wellness, Mr. Christopher Thompson. And although I might have some slight disagreements with some of the things that they've done or doing, I am going to be the first to tell you that as a person who actually supports the opposition party here in Jamaica, that I would personally commend Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Minister of Health and Wellness, Christopher Thompson, with what they're doing to contain the spread of this virus. Look, folks, make no mistake, this virus is going to spread just like flu, the common cold, or whatever else. Okay? And everything in what I've been reading, researching, indicates as such. Now, we can take our political bias, our emotionally biased opinions, and place on this COVID-19 thing. However, facts are facts. So, what I heard on the news conference tonight before I had to break away from the news conference to listen to the show is all I can bring to you right now. And what I'm trying to bring to you is what I actually heard. I know from what Minister of Education said, we're trying to get our students the best possible way to still complete their curriculum. I know from what the Prime Minister said that as of June 15th, incoming flights to Jamaica will be allowed. I know as a fact that the United States of America embassy here in Jamaica has announced that flights from Jamaica to the United States of America will commence again as of June 2nd. So outgoing flight. I know as a fact that our Jamaican stranded are being processed right now very rapidly. And because we don't have the resources to stay quarantine, them are being allowed to go into home quarantine situations. Which, by the way, folks, I agree with. And if you had spoken to me about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I may not have agreed with it, because I know as a people, we don't like to be restricted. We don't. I don't. I want to go down to the beach and swim every day. And secretly told. And I see what's happening everywhere. The thing that we have to understand is this, folks, is the trend right now is to open up countries and our country, the rock that I live on, Jamaica. We're trying to be able to balance containing the virus so that we don't overwhelm our hospitals, which, as you all know, Jamaica does not really have the capacity of more than about 400 rooms to be able to put them in the quarantine type, isolation type situation. So the government of Jamaica and Prime Minister Andrew Holness, I would like to commend you on that job that you're doing, are not really and truly enough trying to beat this virus. They're actually trying to contain the spread, which we know is going to happen. That's why every time they present a graph, they present it at the 12, the 20, the 35, the 40 day doubling. Because if the government of Jamaica understands how the virus is spreading, then the government of Jamaica will understand how to be able to make this hospital space available for people who need hospitalization for this COVID-19. Brings me back from a point that I've been making earlier in the show. And that point is this, okay, is that Jamaica's confirmed cases right now, folks, my opinion is that it's not 100% correct as to the amount of cases that we actually have here in Jamaica. Why do I say that? One, most testing in Jamaica is being done in suspected areas. For example, if you find a confirmed case because somebody goes to the hospital and they have their symptoms, then what are you going to do? Going to do contact tracing for that one individual, right? Okay. That contact tracing then creates a test scenario for everybody that that person has been in contact with. Right? Yes. So basically speaking, the testing that we're doing in Jamaica right now are only in suspected areas of cases that we're more likely to have. Why then do you think that most of the confirmed cases in Jamaica are Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine? Those are the most likely places that we will get positive tests. You come right here in Alligator Pond, Manchester right now, where we have hundreds and hundreds of people on a daily basis coming to buy fish from different parts of Jamaica. Yesterday, I had three or four people that I personally spoke to that were coming from Kingston, people from Trelawney, people from St. Anne's, people from Mandeville, where there are known confirmed cases. Let me ask you a question. How many tests do you think has been done here in Alligator Pond, Manchester? Exactly. Because nobody here from Alligator Pond, Manchester has showed up at any hospital, clinic, or doctor in Jamaica with COVID-19 symptoms. Despite the fact that we all have been intermingling with people from areas in which there has been confirmed cases. So how you going to tell me that from March 10th is when we started restrictions and orders till now, March, April, May, 3 months, and we're getting into June very shortly, 4 months. We still have zero confirmed cases here in Alligator Pond. No, you have said because of the orders and the restrictions. What orders and restrictions? You've heard me talk about it for the last 6 weeks on this show, that what I observe in Junction, Alligator Pond, Mandeville, that there are people that are violating the rules and orders that are existing right now. So if that is the case, and if anybody out there listening to me from Mandeville, Junction, Alligator Fund or anywhere else that wants to dispute me tonight, 1-661-467-2407. Press 1 on your phone and tell me that what I'm saying right now is not true and tell me your experience. Because that is what I am seeing here on the ground. I'm not looking at what social media is telling me. I'm seeing this with my own two eyes and my own two ears hearing. Basically speaking, it's one of two things that's happening here in Jamaica right now. Either one, the statistics are right. And if the statistics are right, then we having zero cases here in Alligator Pond means that even without observing the rules, which we're more likely to observe if you can just open up our beaches than our towns, let's wear the mask, let's do this social distancing, let's do all of that. But we have the ability to do that and still open up the beaches. So if we can do that and get that accomplished, okay, with zero being the scenario that there's a true zero in Jamaica, in this area of Jamaica right now, then we're doing fine, right? Okay. Now let's say that the statistics are wrong and that that zero that we have here in Alligator Pond right now is not actually zero. How many people from Alligator Pond has shown up at Mandeville Hospital or Black River Hospital with COVID-19 symptoms? So we're in Alligator Pond in the last 2 weeks. 6, because one was actually from a crime. Of those 5 that was not from the crime. Okay? Let me put it here this way. 0 was COVID-19. So, you think if I have COVID-19 to the point that I need to hospitalize, that I'm going to hide it? No. I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to the clinic. What is that going to do? It's going to trigger testing and contact tracing. So even if the statistics are wrong, okay? Even if the statistics are wrong, and let's say we have a whole lot of positive cases here in Alligator Pond that we haven't even found to be positive, the fact of the matter is nobody going to Mandeville Hospital, nobody dying from it, and nobody's getting sick. So what that tells me is that yours truly, who is here sitting a red stripe right now, may have even contacted the virus, didn't show any symptoms, recovered from the virus, and are continuing to enjoy my life. But I could have spread the virus to somebody else if I had it. I could have, true or false. Right? So the fact that I have nobody in Alligator Pond area, where 80%, 8 out of every 10 people you see here in Alligator Pond on a daily basis don't live in Alligator Pond. And this goes for Great Bay, Treasure Beach. This goes for Clarendon. This goes for Hanover, which has 0 cases today still. All of those areas have had the trafficking of people, the contact, everything that would have indicated that if we really and truly had a problem, it would have been recorded by now, because you can't get sick enough not to go to the hospital. So if people are not going to the hospital and if they're not dying, then that must mean, sir, that the virus is not actually affecting those areas. So the question remains, why is it in Jamaica, 11 of the 14 parishes to suffer because 3 of the parishes can't control the outbreak? Good question, right? So you want to tell me, St. Catherine, Kingston, and St. Andrew should determine what I do here in South Manchester when we are living our life and struggling to help support the economy of Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. But you will restrict our life and then come tomorrow, June 1st, you all can go back to work and then come next Saturday, we're going to go in there. You know how many people from Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine was down here by the river here in Alligator Pond today? So how you going to tell me, sir, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Minister of Health, that you're going to open up them while you all keep me down here from being able to go out on my beach? You know how much of them was down here today, sir? Today, right here for Sunday. And not a single new case is going to be traced to Alligator Pond, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth from this gathering today. Not a single case. Why? Because A, it's an open environment. B, people are in the open air. So the virus, even if it is here, between the salt water, the sea breeze, and the heat, we're more than likely not even contract the virus. So from a community tourism standpoint, the point that I'm trying to make is this, Mr. Prime Minister, and the people of Jamaica, and our listeners abroad that are listening to this show right now. And I only have about 21 minutes left, so if you have a question or a comment, now is the time to call in at 661-467-2407 and press 1 on your phone. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is the Jamaica South Coast Show on the Caribbean Radio Show. On Facebook, you look us up at crsradio.com. Brendan Foster, I got your message. You love the vibes. Thank you for loving the vibes, my brethren. I have a question. A friend of mine interested in getting a piece of land in Alligator Pond close to the beach. Do you know any available? Yes, I do. So does several other people down here. At some point in time, if you want to go on my timeline and ask a question, I refer you to a couple of people. There's ways of which you can actually, and this is part of the community tourism thing. If you want to invest in our country here, my brother, if I'm here and you just want to make sure we keep our country the right way, then yes, I would be able to help you as much as you possibly want. All right? So, folks, 661-467-2407, if you have a question or if you have a comment or if you want to talk a little bit about this eco-community tourism thing. Now, why am I placing such an emphasis on the opening of beaches and COVID-19 and so on with regards to eco-community tourism? Well, do you all understand what eco-community tourism is all about? It's about keeping communities like Alligator Pond the way Alligator Pond is right now and have not changed that much over the years and the decades. Because why? We don't have a single all-inclusive hotel in Alligator Pond. We don't have a single resort in Alligator Pond. We don't have a single monopolized foreign entity in Alligator Pond. Everything in Alligator Pond is locally owned, locally sustained, and locally income that distributes and redistributes in the Alligator Pond area. Crime in Alligator Pond is little or none, and I will admit we had an incident here. Verdict is not in as to what caused it, but yes, it did happen. However, besides that one incident, Alligator Pond is 100% almost crime-free. The village of Alligator Pond makes their income from two ways: fishing and commerce within. But everything in Alligator Pond comes from the fishing industry. How does that work eco-community tourism-wise? At some point in time, when we open up and folks remember, as of June 15th, you can fly into Jamaica. The protocol is established as to how you come into Jamaica and be able to fly into Jamaica. And to me, if we're accepting all of our repatriates back in, that's a good decision by Prime Minister Holness. Okay? When you come into Jamaica and you come into Alligator Pond and you want to experience the culture of Alligator Pond, Treasure Beach, Clarendon, Milk River, okay, Hanover, Negril, Miss Dale, you're in, from Memphis, Tennessee, who has come home here to Jamaica and made Jamaica our home, that promotes the same type of tourism. Those are the type of things, because what happens, folks, is when you do that, you actually, communities, sustainable and on a level that actually keeps the tradition, keeps the culture, and keeps the people in the community with an income, be able to live their life the way they always live it, and actually welcome you into the community. That's what eco-community tourism is all about. And here in Alligator Pond, we see that every day. This morning, I'm here, my door wide open, my windows wide open. I hear a knock on the door startling me because I didn't expect a visitor. Guess what? My neighbor comes. She brought up, she and her husband was downstairs eating, and I was up here. And she come in and she said, Maurice, Mr. Harrison, she said, so I don't know if you eat there yet, but guess what, you have to eat this. She brought me some cabbage and saltfish and some green bananas and dumpling, I think. Folks, this is how we live here in this town. This is what it's all about. Okay? This is about coming into a community. Yes, you provide some income to the community, but this community gives you back based on love and appreciation for who you are, and that you accept the culture and traditions of how we are. I was on Facebook all week with my crab hunting experience, right? How many of you saw me and Marcus Ruth, who went out crab hunting a couple of nights, went over to pay tribute to another community member that passed away recently, Blackup, went and spent some time with their family to say, you know, condolences and, you know, the 9-19 going to Jamaica. But on the way over there, me and Marcus stopped and did some crab hunting and some of it over there, and I got a lot of positive response out there. We cook up some crab on the beach today. And guess what? While I was here on the beach, unexpectedly, I got a phone call from a fellow Monroe College, is the high school I attended, that he just wanted to come catch a vibe. And of course, it's on the beach, but we're not actually going to the beach. We're actually going to a bar that's on the beach. So Marcus Ruth, his sister, who is visiting the area, actually enjoyed and took a whole other crowd back up with her tonight. That's all eco-community tourism. Eco-community tourism don't mean that everybody has to come from abroad. Eco-community tourism can be somebody from Mandeville, somebody from Kingston. Right now, where I am, folks, we have about 5 families right here, right now, that are from St. Anne, Trelawney, Kingston, and elsewhere, because the area is rebody. Now, Prime Minister Holness, I know from what I'm seeing right now, you're getting ready to open up the tourism industry in Jamaica. But I caution you, sir, okay, as somebody that has supported you so far with how you've been handling this COVID-19, when you do open up this country, that you take us and the eco-community tourism part of it. But let me remind you, Mr. Prime Minister, we are in an election year. Jamaican people will vote based on issues that affect the Jamaican people. We live here in Jamaica, Mr. Prime Minister. And we know that for Jamaica to survive as a nation, all Jamaicans, not just rich or poor, is going to have to be able to survive somehow. Your job, Mr. Prime Minister, is to ensure that all Jamaicans are treated equally in the law, in terms of economics, in terms of opportunities, everything. Eco-community tourism, Mr. Prime Minister, offers that. Keeping our beaches closed is not going to really and truly accomplish anything with containing the spread of COVID-19. Because make no mistake, folks, our beaches never close. As a matter of fact, our beaches, our public beaches in Jamaica, got a lot busier during the other restrictions, because the bar owners and the churches, because they couldn't operate, they moved their operations to the beaches. Now that they're gone, back to their lives, because we opened up, they are now back in their lives. So guess what? We have less people on the beaches, right? Today was an exception, and to be honest with you, I saw no harm at all with how we did and gathered here today. Because if we have been doing this the way we have been doing it since you, Mr. Prime Minister, and Mr. Minister of Health, made your announcement, fact of the matter is, we still have zero cases. If you don't think we have zero cases, then come down here and test us. And I guarantee you that what you're going to find is that we're going to have antibodies, which means that we got the virus, we never show no symptoms, and we're recovered from it. Why? The body salt, have natural fruits and vegetables, our immunity system is great, and we're doing a good job in making sure we don't get contaminated. And I agree with you that we need, even with that, not to spread it. But if you're going to open up the businesses, and if you're going to open up the call centers, and if you're going to open up the churches, and if you're going to open up the bars, and if you're going to open up for all our repatriated to come back to Jamaica, then there's no reason you shouldn't open up our beach. My appeal to people listening to me tonight is to go to the Office of the Prime Minister's website, Google it, opmjamaica.gov, and go to the contact here and plead the case. Because guess what? Mr. Prime Minister, people of Jamaica and the country of Jamaica, we have to understand something. You cannot just open up the country just for economical reasons only. If you do that, we are the slaves that's going to go work to make sure so they make money. And we not going to do that unless we have some type of recreation that we can do on public beaches. Is one of the few places in Jamaica that we can afford, because most of it is free. You take it away from us and you still want to force us to work, it's nothing short of slavery. That's my commentary for the night, folks. I have about 9 minutes left and I still don't see anybody calling in. I have one question coming in and I'm going to take this caller right now. 540-353. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you tonight, caller? Good night. Thanks for coming to the show.
Good night, Mr. Ghetto Pond. I'm always excited to call your show because I'm still wanting to find an alligator in the pond. I'm not here. I see you when crabbing this week, and I'm always, you know, fixed on what you're putting out in your live videos. And I can say for myself, I'm really appreciative of your effort in bringing the community close together, bringing that beautiful memories. So tell me a little bit about the crabbing thing now.
That was so much fun. You see, I'm going to have a good time telling you about it. Man, Marcus Roots is my friend over there by the river, and he's a traditional, he's an alligator fan native, okay? He grew up in this area. So what we do is we, like about 7, once it gets dark, this is the time of the year that the crabs spawn. So what happened now is mm-hmm. that the crabs, when they have the eggs, they go from the land to wash off the eggs into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
The eggs hatch, and that's how we get new generation of crabs. So what Marcus and I did is, along this coast over to Marcus's home are some lined off with sea grape trees. The crabs come from the land. These are called land crabs. So when mm-hmm. they come out and they go wash off the eggs in the sea, they still have to go back to their crab hole. So what we do is, Marcus on the left side by the sea grape trees, him go across with him flashlight and see if there's any crabs waiting to either come out or they just came back from the sea to go back to their crab hole. And me, over by the sea, I go and see if any crabs are coming out of the sea, and we catch them. What we do is, after we catch the crab, we inspect them. So if Marcus caught one coming from the grape trees, we check to make sure she don't have any eggs. Now, if she don't have any eggs, that means she was returning from the sea, and she already washed off her eggs. So him, we hold the crab and we'll grab the crab over the back of the head so that they don't bite us. I will put them in a bag. And then we can keep them for a few days in a little cage, and we feed them like mangoes or cucumber or whatever we get out of the field until we're ready to cook them.
Wow. So talk to me, because I'll never say, that sounds like a fascinating trip out for a night or a day or whatever that is. And so do you have to cook the crabs alive, or do you have to slaughter them? Maybe I'm asking some ridiculous question.
You had to ask me that question, right? Because it sounds kind of cool. No, we have to cook them alive. The thing is, though, if you put the crabs on a freezer, if the crabs do not die in a hot atmosphere, then they can be cooked even after they're dead. But if you let them die, especially here in Alligator Pond, where the heat goes up to, especially up by Hudson Island, if you let them die in the heat, don't want to cook them like that. You have to make sure that they're alive.
Why is that? Why do you have to cook them alive?
I think because the toxicity of their, because you have to remember, if you pull a crab apart, they consume a lot and they convert a lot into waste that they it's part of, you know, the waste that is encompassed in them if you don't cook them alive, and then that can contaminate the rest of the meat. Just like ackee, if you don't eat the right way, you can get poisoned.
Absolutely. Did not know that. Fascinating. It just seemed like you guys had so much fun. So I just had to comment on that.
Well, thank you very much. And we're wrapping up the show right now. And I was certainly happy for that call because it gave you, and you see, this is all part of eco-community tourism because come next June, May, through the end of July, people that may want to come to Alligator Pond may want to participate in some crab hunting experiences.
Wow.
Very connected.
I was listening to your caller before me. I'm sure probably she would want to come crabbing too. Well, I'm telling you, I'm always excited to see your little live clips and, of course, will not miss the show on a Sunday evening. I look forward to it. It is a way for me to connect back to home, and it is absolutely affecting me in a way that I never, ever knew it would. And for that, I really, really thank you. A lot of sentiments, a lot of new ways of looking at life in Jamaica and being very appreciative of what the country has to offer. And your delivery is just absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and I am actually getting, thank you so much. And we're going to wrap up the show right now, folks. And thank you for joining me here tonight. And I appreciate the phone calls. And I'm going to end the show with Jane McGizmo again from the area. And this is all about the South Coast, and she's one of our South Coast natives. So, folks, until next Sunday, thank you for joining me, and I appreciate you coming in on the show tonight. Thank you, callers, and I appreciate you. Have a great night, guys.
Bye-bye, baby, come save me from this life. I'm on the edge facing. I'm not the type who runs around saving, except when I'm inside your head. Nobody, cause I've got me, baby, no company. Make believe, maybe, till you met me, got me going crazy. Now I can get you on my head. So show me what you got. Don't need no second. Is it too late for ya? Is it too late for ya?